Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
This is Business Rockstar.
Ken Rakowski, Business Rockstars, connecting you to everything entrepreneur, from starting to growing to funding your business. You got us. We're right where you need us, right? And that is to make sure you are never alone. All the tools to make sure you are a rockstar entrepreneur, we're here to help you do that. Today, we'll be talking about what it takes to make sure your brand and influencers are connected together. How do you go off and find those influencers and really know what they can do for you? And of course, we're going to go up to the tech hub capital of the world, being San Francisco, the Valley, to find out what's going on with the rockstar entrepreneurs up there. A great show for you today. It's here for you all the time. Just go to our website, businessrockstars.com. If you miss any part of the show, archives are there, plus a great podcast we do once a week called over at play.it. This week, we focused on the idea, and I like this a lot, of what Professor Michio Kaku looked into, and that is the new capitalism. So you want to go check that out by going, again, to play.it. I was thinking about the whole idea of how to get creative. How do you get creative? What's your zone? Your creative zone. Where do you go? For me, it's the shower. The shower for me and in the car are my two favorite places. And the reason why is because, well, I'm kind of focused on doing one thing, either getting clean or getting somewhere. And all of the distractions of life are kind of gone. When I'm in the shower, I have little whiteboards all over the place where I write down my notes and my ideas. And in the car, I either dictate to my phone or I call people and say, hey, let's try this. Regardless of where your creative space is, you need to take advantage of it. And of course, one of the guys that was influential over at Apple creating the iPod and then the iPhone is Jimmy Iovine. And he's talking about the whole idea of having a creative zone.
Try to be unique and try to be different. Everybody today, if you put on like alternative radio, the guitars sound exactly the same. You know, it's like, it's... A lot of people blame the record companies for that, but it's got nothing to do with the record companies. It's got to do with the lack of imagination that we're going through right now in certain areas of music. And kids think that they're supposed to copy things on television or on the internet, and that's how they're going to get successful. Well, the best way to be successful is to have it influence you or make up your own thing.
Interesting, and that is, it's not about the artists, it's around the people that are producing the artists. Think about that. I mean, the artist... art are the ones that are supposed to come up with something new? Well, no, it's a lot of the direction to help them come up with the next level of things. It's fascinating to me to meet people in Los Angeles like agents. When you think of a Hollywood agent, what's their job? Well, to get artists gigs, right? To get them on TV or in movies or whatever it is. They're also there to inspire them, to get them excited, to visualize themselves, seeing themselves doing whatever that role is. So part of an agent's role is to spark creativity or to change the storyline of the creativity. Most people don't realize that. So a lot of the artists or agent friends I know spend so much of their time helping the creative, And they kind of go into their own creative zones. Agents, you know, you think about the Ari Emanuels, right? You think of when you watch Entourage, that Ari's creative. No, they actually really are, because they have to work with creative people to help them become creative. So you're probably running a business with a lot of creative people. What are you doing to spark their creativity, to help them come up with new ideas? So if you have to help them, that means you have to help yourself too. What do you do to spark new ideas? How do you go into this creative zone? I got some ways to help you increase at least your creativity and ways for you to have bigger and bolder ideas. And the one is a very, very simple practice we mention at least once a week here at Business Rockstars. And that is, you have to have something to write ideas down on. Call it a notebook, an idea book. My friends that are inventors, they call it their invention book, where they actually write things down on a regular basis. Now, a few weeks ago, I asked you, and it was a very, I guess, audacious task, and that is every day we have to come up with 5 brand new ideas. Remember that? 5 new ideas that you have to write down. And it's hard. And those 5 ideas are going to exercise the muscle that's in your head, being your brain. The more exercise you get, the less atrophy you'll have. So are you working on your 5 new ideas? And one of those ways is you have to make sure you have that notepad, that notebook, something where you write things down. Next is changing your routines. See, what happens is over a course of about 2 to 3 weeks, we form habits that become routines. We get comfortable with it. We maintain it because it's a comfort zone. If you switch things up, you'll see new ideas sparked from you modifying your routines. Here's a very simple exercise you could do yourself, and that is get lost. Get lost! And what I mean by that is I get in my car and I just start driving. I pick a direction. I literally get lost. And then from there, I start discovering the stores, the restaurants, the community, and then I find my way back. I try to do this at least once a month where I literally drive to get lost. And the premise is this. I'm changing my routine. I'm exercising my brain. I'm trying to push atrophy off by putting myself in an uncomfortable situation. Yeah, I've gone to some interesting communities. I'm happy that I made out alive, but I did discover some cool stuff. So that's the next thing. I want you to change things up in your life. Modify your normal routine. I think I talked to you a long time ago about Peter Jennings. Peter Jennings is somebody to whom I admired greatly. I met several times in New York. He was somewhat of a mentor towards me. He was on ABC News. He died of lung cancer, probably about 9 years ago. But Peter, one day, as I'm in Times Square at the ABC office, he asked me to look out the window. He goes, look out the window. And I looked out the window. And he says, okay, now look at me. Explain to me what you saw. And I told him, I saw this truck on this side, I saw the lights, I saw the billboards. He goes, you missed almost everything. I want you to look out the same window, but break the window down into 6 panes, like 6 frames, 3 on top, 3 on bottom. Look out the window, and I did, breaking it up into 6 different groups, quadrants. And in about 15 seconds, Peter said, okay, look at me, now tell me what you saw. And I was so much more descriptive of what I saw outside. Because what I did is I saw life differently. I became more focused on detail. And by doing that, I was able to tell and paint a different story of what was going on outside. Now, the reason why I bring this up is generally what we do is when we look straight ahead, and all we see is what's in front of us. I want you to break it down a little more. Pay attention to what's in front of you by breaking it into 6 frames. And watch what happens to what you see and how you see it. Ideas will come out of it because you'll start to analyze and see things more in detail. And that's another suggestion. And that is, see the world in a different way. Break it down like the way Peter Jennings taught me. Another way to come up with great ideas is the people you hang out with, right? So if you are going to a church, a mosque or a temple or synagogue or whatever, are you associating with those people outside the general way of just talking about worship? Throw ideas around. When you are going out and having a dinner with another couple, are you throwing new ideas around? You have to use the people that you see on a regular basis and get outside the average comfort zone and brainstorm ideas. I love doing this. You know, people always say going out with Ken is never a boring time, because I'm always throwing around new ideas to where we're having dialogue, discussion, not the same consistent, repetitive thing. And the other thing is connecting. Who are you connecting with? What trade shows and conferences and local community are you part of? Because ideas come out of that too. I call it connecting. A lot of people call it networking. So are you networking properly? And how about this? Have you ever thought about starting your own event, your own environment, where you bring people together? Coffee clutching Tuesday morning at Denny's. Maybe you can do that. 10 people around a table and you throw ideas around. I started this practice almost 25 years ago in my local town, south side of Chicago. Every Tuesday morning at 7:30, 10 of us would get together, unrelated industries, and we would literally have our own coffee clutching, brainstorming. And what we did is we realized what we can do to help each other out. After 25 years, that group still gets together. Great ideas came from it. You can do the same thing. Hey, I want you to realize that all these great ideas that you have, and if you really want to put them in motion and make them happen, you might want to protect them. Maybe you might want to patent them. Have you looked at something like, LegalZoom, because they have great tools to help you patent, protect, copyright, trademark. Go to LegalZoom.com, use a promo code ROCKSTAR. And if you have a question, LegalZoom's been around for over a decade, not a law firm. They have put together this great independent network of attorneys that you could work with. Again, LegalZoom.com, promo code ROCKSTAR, and get a discount. So when we come back, we're going to go up north and find out what's going on in the high-tech capital world. And then later on, we'll look at your brand and how your brand associates itself with influencers. Lots going on. You don't want to miss any of it. BusinessRockStars.com. That's where we're at, streaming live on TV, live on radio, and live in your heart, right? I hope so. You're never alone, ever. BusinessRockStars.com. When we come back, what's going on at the tech hub capital of the world? I'm Ken Rakowski, connecting you to everything entrepreneur right here in Business Rockstars.
NASDAQ Private Market has a set of tools and solutions that really help private companies manage their equity from startup all the way through to an IPO.
Well, there's a lot of companies who say, I want to be private longer. I want to fully develop my business model.
So for success for me at MPM is that an entrepreneur will say, I finally have a choice and I can determine the timing instead of having external forces determine it for me.
We try to bring the benefits of the public markets to private companies. So companies go public for three main reasons: access to capital, access to liquidity, and increasing their brand and visibility amongst both investors as well as customers.
Tango's structured liquidity program is probably one of the most important initiatives that we currently have. The feedback from the employees was phenomenal. On the process side, they really helped us. And we want to do it again and again and again with NASDAQ, who is that much of a success.
Sometimes a simple idea can be developed into something big that can change the world. This is Katy Perry. In fourth grade, my music teacher helped me make a vision board. It was a collage that represented all of my hopes and aspirations in music. But what if my teacher didn't have the supplies we needed to make our collages? What if I never got the chance to learn and express my dreams? Unfortunately, that's the reality our teachers face every day. They're forced to spend their own money, sometimes just to keep the classroom running. That's why I'm teaming up again with Staples for Students to donate $1 million to DonorsChoose.org, a charity that helps teachers get what they need to bring learning to life for students. DonorsChoose.org has helped fulfill more than 700,000 classroom projects benefiting more than 18 million students. It's an idea that's changing the world. It's easy to help. Donate in Staples stores or learn more at StaplesForStudents.org.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step
is yours.
Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Is Business Rockstar.
Skid Rutkowski, Business Rockstars, connecting you to everything entrepreneur from starting to growing to funding your business. The high-tech capital of the world, to me at least, is in San Francisco, and we're going to find out what's going on up there. Tui Vu, our Business Rockstar correspondent, is over at the NASDAQ Entrepreneurial Center. Let's find out what's happening there. Hi, Tui.
Hi, Ken. Thanks so much. Welcome to Scale the Wall, powered by NASDAQ Private Market. Stay private on your own terms. For more information, go to npm.com. Our guest today is Jeff Fleur, co-founder and CEO of Fleury Live, a mobile streaming app that connects teenagers to their favorite social media stars. Jeff was also the co-founder and CEO of StubHub, and such a pleasure to have you here, Jeff.
Thank you, Tui. Great to be here.
You know, there are a lot of streaming apps out there. How is Fleury different from all the other ones? How does it work?
Yeah, so you know, Fleury Live is, our app Fleury is really about a teenage audience. And if you look at some of the apps out there like a Periscope or Facebook Live, they're really trying to appeal to sort of a broader demographic. So Fleury, we're very focused on the teenage demographic. That's number one. Number two is we have a monetization component where these teen celebrities, these sort of social media stars that are kind of new age celebrities, if you will, have a way to actually earn money by streaming through our app. So there's sort of a whole digital economy around these young celebrities, and in our app, the fans can actually give them virtual gifts in the form of, we have heart-shaped balloons and confetti, and we have kisses and dollar bills and all these virtual gifts that sort of appear in the app that actually involve money, and we share that revenue with the most sort of the most popular talent.
Got it. And so I was reading a little bit about you, and you started in investment banking fresh out of the University of Pennsylvania. At what point did you decide to pivot and become an entrepreneur, and why?
Yeah, so I went to Penn. I studied both engineering and finance at Penn, but I decided to kind of start my career more in the finance direction. But I was always interested in technology. I had an engineering degree. And I worked at the Blackstone Group in New York for a few years after college and had a great experience, but kind of really wanted to try my hand at starting a company. I graduated from college in 1996. So from 96 to 99 is when I was kind of working on Wall Street. And that was a time of Internet 1.0 when, you know, Amazon and eBay and Yahoo were kind of, you know, born and were really kind of growing and were going public in Netscape. And so it was a very exciting time to see all these young entrepreneurs having, you know, success with this whole new internet phenomena. So it was something that I was very kind of attracted to and wanted to get involved with. So I sort of looked at what I was doing with these big manufacturing, you know, buyouts and decided I much would prefer to work, you know, start a company and work in technology and build something for the internet.
I'm Tui Vu, broadcasting from the NASDAQ Entrepreneurial Center in San Francisco. This is Scale the Wall, powered by NASDAQ Private Market. Stay private on your own terms. For more information, you can go to npm.com. And my guest today is Jeff Fleur, co-founder of the live streaming app Flurry. Now, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about your philosophy on hiring people. When you hire employees, what do you focus more on? Directly related skills and experience, or are you looking for something else?
Definitely not the directly related experience. I think in some roles, that's very important that that somebody has the right experience. But to me, what's more important and what's universally important, regardless of the role, is someone's kind of innate characteristics. So their creativity, their intelligence, their work ethic. I think those, if you take somebody with those raw materials, they can learn the skills they need. They can learn what they would have learn from some other job and experience they may have had elsewhere. So I think I try to look for those characteristics more than do they check the box on having done the six things that I need them to do.
That's very interesting. What is a fun fact about you at the company that maybe no one really knows?
Yeah, so some people find it funny when they learn that I handle all of our analytics at our company. We have a really small company, so we only have 12 employees, but we all wear a lot of hats, and so I get in the weeds on a couple things, and one in particular I get in the weeds on is our analytics. So all of our like SQL queries and data and reporting is kind of in my bailiwick.
You still do all that.
And I do it all. So yeah.
Do you enjoy that? Would you like to outsource it?
No, I do enjoy it. I mean, at times we've had other people at the company who've helped. Right now I'm kind of the only one doing it, but I enjoy it. I actually really like it, and I'm also very analytical and like numbers, and I feel like it's important with any sort of mobile or internet business to really understand the metrics and the numbers. And so I like it, and I think it's really important, and so that's what I do.
What do you like most about being an entrepreneur?
I think I like the creativity of it. You know, it's intellectually stimulating and challenging, but it's also a very creative job to sort of build things, from scratch and try to find products that people are going to use to try to find a product market fit for, a new product. The mobile platform is, it's like, less than 10 years old of people consuming, people using their mobile devices for apps like, everything from Uber to Snapchat. And so it's an exciting platform to be putting new products out on. And I just love that sort of creative palette of building stuff.
What do you dislike or dread about being an entrepreneur?
Yeah, that's a long list.
And yet you're still doing it.
Yeah, I sometimes explain it like I have three kids and my wife, obviously gave birth and I didn't have to do that. But I've heard women, including my wife, talk about, you sort of forget the pain of childbirth and you end up deciding you want to do it again. And you sort of completely erase your mind of the pain you had to go through to have the first one. So I think it's kind of similar to that. It can be very painful. It's almost never an easy walk in the park. There's lots of highs, but there's also lots of lows. And so I think, I think that can be like a very emotionally trying. When you have a key employee who decides he wants to leave, or you have, a disappointment with a customer, it can be sort of an emotional roller coaster, and it's not for everyone.
And so what are two tips that you would have for every aspiring entrepreneur or business owner?
Yeah, I think the first one is, one thing I've found really helpful is to kind of look to my team when I'm stuck. So if I feel like the company's sort of stuck, or we're plateauing, or we're not getting to that next level, a lot of times I just sort of talk to my team and try to get them to come up with ideas. Another example of this is sort of the hack day concept with tech companies, where you kind of let the engineers run wild for a day or two to kind of build their own, take their own ideas and build products or features that relate to your business. And I found some of the best ideas, or some of the best new product ideas, have come from a hack day, or come from our rank and file employees just bringing ideas to the table. A second piece of advice I'd say is make sure you figure out how to get some time off, because I think, as an entrepreneur myself, I struggle with that, just work-life balance and getting time off and just sort of getting to be able to take a step back and have perspective on what you're doing, because you get sort of caught in this grind, you know, day-to-day grind, and you have sort of tunnel vision. I think it's really important to take a step back, evaluate what you're doing, decide, you know, if you want to stay the course or make a pivot or move, you know, change direction.
Yeah, need time to recharge, definitely. We'll come back and talk more with Jeff Fleur about some of the biggest obstacles and failures he's faced and how he scaled the wall to success. Scale the Wall is powered by NASDAQ Private Market. Stay private on your own terms. For more information, go to npm.com. I'm Thuy Vu, and this is Business Rockstars.
Vegas or planning a trip soon, do something special. Now with Dream Cars Las Vegas, live like a rock star and cruise the strip in style. Dream Cars Las Vegas is number one for exotic and luxury car rentals. Drive an awesome quality exotic like a Rolls-Royce Ghost Bentley convertible, the James Bond Aston Martin Virage, Ferrari California, a McLaren, and more. Exotic luxury has never been so affordable. No one can touch our low rental prices and the best customer service in town. We offer complimentary shuttle, delivery and pickup, and no security deposit charges. Live your dream with Dream Cars Las Vegas. And mention Business Rockstars Radio for a special discount. Call today, 877-759-3732. That's 877-759-3732. Or visit DreamCarsLasVegas.com. 877-759-3732.
Napa's celebrating the most important things we can think of. America, racing, and freedom. By giving you a free patriotic racing cap for spending $25 at Napa. And for every hat given away, we'll donate a dollar to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Help us celebrate America, racing, and freedom with a free Napa Patriotic Racing Cap. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/16.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Is Business Rockstar.
Hi there, I'm Thuy Vu, broadcasting from the NASDAQ Entrepreneurial Center in San Francisco. This is Scale the Wall, powered by NASDAQ Private Market, Stay private on your own terms. For more information, go to npm.com. As we all know, small business owners and entrepreneurs always face challenges and obstacles. And this segment is really devoted to how they overcome those challenges and obstacles. And with me today is Jeff Fleur, co-founder and CEO of Fleury Live, a mobile streaming app that connects teenagers to their favorite social media stars. Jeff was also the co-founder and CEO of a company you might have heard of, StubHub. Jeff, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
I wanted to ask you, what is the biggest challenge in building the business that you have now, Fleury?
Yeah, I think we've had some challenges around finding the right product market fit. So we've actually been working in the live video space for a few years, and we've kind of been iterating around different products within live video. And I think Fleury's really, really starting to take off and growing rapidly now, so I feel like we've actually got something that works really well. But we've had a couple other products in the market that, you know, haven't quite, or grew for a period of time and then plateaued or didn't quite have the longevity in them. So,
and then how much time do you give yourself, you know, in before you decide, okay, got to pivot?
Yeah, so I think it depends. You know, it depends on sort of the day-to-day metrics you're seeing, you know, the business you're in. We the first product we put out was growing for a while, for, you know, 18 months, pretty fast, and then we tried to monetize it. It was a free product for a while. We tried to monetize it, and that affected our growth rate. And so it kind of became clear within 6 months after starting to monetize it that, you know, finding both a monetizable business and a fast-growing business was going to be pretty tough in that particular vertical, so we kind of moved over. So I think it depends. It could be 6 months. It could be, you know, 3 years. It depends on kind of what's happening.
Your prior startup, StubHub, was very successful. How does your experience at StubHub inform this startup that you have now?
Yeah, I mean, I learned a lot at StubHub. I think it was, you know, obviously for me, it was very much a sink or swim experience. I started StubHub when I was 25 years old. I had never worked at a company other than a financial services organization where it's just different. It's not really an operating company. And so, you know, I kind of learned a lot there about, you know, managing and giving people autonomy and dealing with conflict and dealing with situations where, you know, human resource related situations when someone isn't, you know, sort of behaving well. And so a lot of those kind of core fundamental things I've brought with me and tried to be a better leader and a better manager. You know, and then also just certain sort of mobile and internet specific things like, you know, things like customer acquisition, you know, costs and lifetime value, and try to understand, you know, how much should you spend to acquire a customer based on how much that customer delivers for you and, you know, in lifetime value. And so things like that are also things I learned at StubHub that I'm applying kind of day to day with what I'm doing now. And, you know, we definitely, you know, facing challenge. Like I remember one time at StubHub, things were going great and we were, you know, 5 or 6 years in, we had been, you know, growing very rapidly, kind of 100% growth year on year. But, and we actually were in conversations to be acquired by eBay. We had signed a letter of intent with eBay to acquire the company, but it was still confidential. We hadn't announced anything. And we got a lawsuit filed against us from the New England Patriots, which was, you know, kind of a big wrench thrown into the mix. And so, like, you know, dealing with, like, you know, letdowns like that where you got to kind of, figure out how to, you know, stay cool, stay even keeled, and try to, you know, deal with the situation. So,
those are good skills that you bring now.
Yeah, exactly.
To your current startup.
Yeah, and with Fleury, I mean, you know, we're all about live streaming. It's a competitive space. You know, we obviously have our focus on the teenage demographic and the monetization wrapped around there. But, you know, we've got setbacks all the time. You know, and we've got a, you know, key employee who wants to leave, or you know, an issue with our app and the app store getting, you know, a bad rating or whatever it is, and having to deal with those things and kind of bounce back and be resilient and get the team motivated and, you know, move forward.
What's been the biggest setback within the past few weeks that you had to overcome?
We've had some scaling challenges in the last few weeks. So, you know, Fleury's been growing really rapidly. It's only about 2 months old, the app. You know, we've been working on it for about a year, but the app's been in the app store for about 2 months. And in the last few weeks, it's been growing rapidly. And so we are having some video scaling issues. It's all live video. And so when we have, you know, a teen celebrity who comes on to Flurry and there are, you know, hundreds or thousands of fans who want to sort of watch that live stream, there are some tricky technical issues with that. So we're kind of, we have our tech team right now working on sort of figuring some of those issues out and looking at alternatives.
Okay. I'm Tui Vu, broadcasting from the NASDAQ Entrepreneurial Center in San Francisco. This is Scale the Wall, where we talk about the hard realities of failure in business and the challenges. It's powered by NASDAQ Private Market. Stay private on your own terms. For more information, go to npm.com. And with us is Jeff Fleur, co-founder and CEO of the live streaming app Flurry. Also, you know, tell us about the single biggest mistake you've ever made in starting or growing a business.
I've made a lot of mistakes, and people say you learn from your mistakes and you hope to never make them again.
Is there a single biggest one that stands out?
You know, I think, I think, you know, there was a big mistake I made. We did a layoff back in, 2014.
With StubHub?
No, I'm sorry, with my current company,
but a
previous product that we were working on prior to Flurry. And there was one guy who I included in that layoff that I've since hired back. And, you know, having brought him back onto the team, I realized it was actually a huge mistake to ever let him go in the first place. So, you know, you learn, you live and learn. But I think, you know, letting a key guy go is probably this time around the biggest mistake I made.
Have you ever made the same mistake twice?
I probably have. you know, I think, you know, the biggest mistakes also, as I alluded to earlier, we've kind of been iterating around a couple different products within this live video space. So some of my, you know, some of my earlier attempts at kind of building products in live video haven't worked out that well. So, you know, just, and I've done that more than once. So pivoted more than once, I guess you could say. You know, I think every time you build something that doesn't work out well, you learn from it. But that doesn't mean you might not build something again that doesn't work out well.
Right.
So I've done that twice.
Let me ask you this. What's the biggest risk you ever took that paid off the biggest reward?
I think it definitely was starting StubHub. You know, I was at Stanford Business School when I started StubHub. I dropped out in the, you know, kind of, I finished my first year, but I really started working on StubHub in the middle of my first year at Stanford, and I dropped out of school. This was a time, this was about August of 2000, which was a few months after the Internet 1.0 had sort of, the floor had fallen on the stock prices, right? The dot-com bomb sort of blow up. And, you know, and I made the decision to drop out of Stanford and start StubHub. And kind of me and one other guy, there were two founders. We started the company. We raised some outside capital from, you know, friends and family, and we kind of got, you know, got going. And, you know, that paid off really well for me. And so that's probably, I mean, that's probably the biggest risk decision I made. And I was 25 years old. I think it's a great time to take a risk when you're young. And that was what I did.
A little more complicated now to take a risk now at this stage in your life?
No, well, fortunately, it's still a good time for me because I have, you know, I can afford to like, to take a risk and not, you know, not have a huge income at a big, you know, financial services company or some other company. You know, I've financially built up enough of a nest egg where I can kind of take some risks from that perspective. It is a sacrifice in terms of my family life, you know, and I'm always struggling with, you know, kind of work-life balance issues. But so from that perspective, I guess it's not as good as when I didn't have kids and I wasn't married. But, you know, I love it. I have so much fun with it. It's still fun for me.
That's great. I mean, I still see the light in your eyes when you talk about this. What are the three biggest challenges that every entrepreneur or business owner should know in, three biggest lessons, rather, in that every entrepreneur should know in overcoming a challenge?
Yeah, I think I would say, you know, number one, you know, talk to your biggest customers, because when you feel like you're stuck, if you talk to your best customers, your most loyal customers, a lot of times you may be stuck in terms of growing, but you probably have a few customers that are really loyal and love your product. A lot of times they'll give you ideas of other problems they want solved or other issues they have that'll sort of unlock value and help you think about other opportunities for growth in your business. I think a second piece of advice is, you know, talk to the rank and file on the team and get ideas from, you know, with, you know, kind of down the organization, because a lot of times the best ideas come from people inside the organization. And I think third is, you know, take some time off and get some perspective, so you're not sort of in the weeds all the time with tunnel vision. Get out, get some perspective, look at what you're doing, get other people's advice, and decide, you know, if you need to sort of make a change.
How good are you at taking that time off, though, for yourself?
You know, my wife would tell you that I'm not very good at it, but I think I'm getting better at it. But, I think it's been, the last few years have been, you know, pretty intense, and it's, I try not to take off too much time, but I do try to take off, you know, a couple weeks, 2 or 3 weeks a year, do family stuff, go on vacation, and, you know, try to get that perspective.
Well, that's good to hear. Where does your entrepreneurial blood come from? I know that your dad was an engineer at AT&T, but after retirement was when he became an entrepreneur at a pretty late stage in his life.
That's true. And my mom and her father have been entrepreneurs as well. So my dad was kind of a career AT&T employee and worked up the ranks and became a pretty senior guy at AT&T. When he retired, then he did entrepreneurial stuff. As you said, my mother's currently runs a women's clothing store in New York City.
She still does.
Yeah, she still does. She's been doing it for, I don't know, 3 or 4 decades now, or
wow,
probably 3 decades. Her father started the business, you know, 60 years ago or something like that. It's a women's clothing store in Manhattan that's, you know, very successful. And my sister works there too. So it's like 3 generations of, you know, people in my family that have worked at that store.
Well, what's the name? Maybe I want to go there when I'm in Manhattan.
Yeah, it's called Michael's.
It's called Michael's.
On the Upper East Side. It's on Madison Avenue between 79th and 80th on Madison, so you should check it out.
Yeah, well, they passed down that entrepreneurial spirit to you, and you're probably passing it on to your own kids. Jeff, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you very much.
All right, Jeff Fleur with Fleury. Some great stories and lessons there. Join us every Friday as we scale the wall, powered by NASDAQ Private Market. Stay private on your own terms. For more information, go to npm.com. I'm Thuy Vu, and this is Business Rockstars.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews, so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter ROCKSTAR in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
It's better to burn out than to fade away. This is Oren Claff with Pitch Anything, showing you how to close like the pros. When you spend 20 minutes or so selling your product or service to a potential buyer, your conclusion is your final opportunity to convince and inspire them to think about you positively, to trust you, and to take action by taking another meeting or agreeing to buy from you. To do this, you obviously must create a sense of urgency. An average salesperson will say, hey, I can only hold this price for 24 hours. But that's just a form of discounting, which reduces profit margin. The best salespeople create urgency by suggesting that they're getting busy, and while the product might be available, the salesperson won't. The implication is the buyer will end up working with an average salesperson, not a great one. Now that's a great close. It's better to burn out than to fade away. This is Everything Entrepreneur. I'm Oren Claff with Pitch Anything.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
This is Business Rockstar.
It's Ken Rakowski, Business Rockstars, connecting you to everything entrepreneur, from starting to growing to funding your business. Really important aspect of the growing part of your business is, what do you do to go off and really get, let's call them influencers, people that can talk about what you're doing to their communities. Influencers are everywhere. The key is, how do you connect with them, and how do you understand exactly what their role and responsibility is, and, well, will they be true to your brand? Agnes Kozani is joining us. Did I say it right?
Kozera.
Well, Kozera. Agnes Kozera. Actually, Canadian. You're from the Toronto area, right?
I am.
Which I love Toronto. It'd be the fourth biggest city if it was part of the United States. Better food. You know that, right?
Yes.
It's got
better food.
Great food. You're in the whole social influencer industry.
That's
Explain what that means.
Yeah, so basically FameBit is a self-service marketplace that connects brands and influencers for branded content creation across YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and other social media channels.
Okay.
So we actually started off with just YouTube. We were the very first open marketplace where brands and influencers can connect directly in real time. And then just 4 months ago, we expanded into other social media channels, so Twitter, Instagram, Vine, Facebook, and Tumblr.
Everything.
Yeah,
wow.
Everything.
So is it a marketplace to where it's almost like a directory service?
Yeah, you can think of it as like an eBay-like type of marketplace or Odesk, in the sense that when a brand signs up, they can immediately deploy a campaign. And what that means, they just indicate which social media channels they would like to receive branded content on. They provide a brief description of their product and service that they would like endorsed. And then that gets published to the influencer dashboard, and the influencers get to choose which opportunities match their channel, their audiences, and they send proposals.
What a great idea. It seems like this should have been done a long time ago. No, really,
yeah,
right?
Definitely, yeah. But I think, you know, the influencer marketing space is still very new, especially like multi-channel networks have done and agencies have done a really great job sort of paving the way for this, I think, and sort of establishing the power of the influencer and showing that influencers are actually influential.
But here, let's just make sure we understand. When you say influencers, we're not talking about the ones that have millions and millions of followers in your network.
Yeah.
You could actually go down to a lower number, right?
Yeah, definitely. We focus on the mid-tail. So one of the things that, you know, agencies weren't able to do in multi-channel networks is tailor to the little guy, because they didn't have the technology bandwidth to do content at scale and to focus on sort of smaller scale brand deals. And we do that. So On FameBit, brands get to set their own budgets. We were the first to provide content for $100. So you can get a branded video for $100 from an influencer.
That's amazing, actually. Yeah, and then does that go to their network? So for $100, do I actually get to talk to that influencer's audience?
Well, exactly. So you will, you'll hire the influencer. The money will be held securely in escrow on the FameBit platform. Then what happens is a workroom opens up where you and the influencer get to collaborate on all the talking points. The influencer sends you ideas of what they're going to create. And then once the content is created, the influencer submits it for the brand to review it and approve it. And only once the content is approved by the brand does it get published to the influencer's channel by the influencer. And wow, it gets distributed to their audience. So, you know, the way you can think of it is, as a brand, you can hire 3, 4, 20 influencers and potentially tap into hundreds of thousands or millions of people.
Yeah, exactly. It sounds like you have two customers then.
Yeah.
You have the customer on the one side that needs to get that media, that earned mm-hmm. media that's out there. And then you have the actual influencers. You're managing two different sides.
That's right.
So one is, are influencers, please don't take this wrong, influencers, are they kind of prima donnas? Do they have somewhat an ego out there, or are they pretty easy to work with?
You know what? Not the little ones, which is, or the mid-sized ones. They're not. They're really excited to work with brands. And because we are a marketplace and the influencers actually get to filter the opportunities and see what matches their channel, what they like best, and they're the ones sending the proposal, it sort of eliminates that really awkwardness of, you know, being pitched something you don't want to do. And it eliminates the rejection for the brands because they're actually getting proposals from influencers who are already excited about them.
And that's why if they were in the millions and millions, there would be an ego or an attitude that you have to deal with.
Yeah, definitely. I think the bigger you get, you sort of have more, even more of that celebrity status. And those influencers are sort of more choosy and they tend to have agents. And we actually, FameBit is a open marketplace. So there are some influencers on there who are represented by multi-channel networks or agents. But so it's sort of up to the brand whether they want to deal with sort of a little bit more, you know, a little bit more high touch process.
No, it is high touch because you're literally saying, hey, this is who I need. Do you have it broken down in categories then too?
So
if I'm just, okay, and then let's talk about the other side, someone who's looking for an influencer. How do you market to them? Like, for example, let's just say I have a great new gluten-free cookie and I really need some influencers.
Yeah.
How did I find out about FameBit? Where would I have gone to find you guys?
Well, basically, organically now, brands are, we don't actually do any advertising. Brands are just finding us by searching influencer marketing. We were really the first to sort of have this, you know, open self-service marketplace. So we have established a really great brand. We have over 35,000 creators, which makes us really huge and gives brands a ton of influencers to choose from across beauty, fashion, tech, lifestyle. So it doesn't matter if you're a yogurt company or you're a tech company. You just basically come in and say what you're looking for and the creators come
to you. I have an idea
for
you. You should hire some of your influencers.
Right, yeah. That's very true. We should eat our own dog food.
You should get them to start talking about it. So as you move now into this direction, you said, of course, now you cover almost every social media platform. Which one seems to have the highest connection point?
Yeah, definitely YouTube, you know, because
still YouTube
because it's video and there's the whole SEO component and the fact that you can position your content, whether, for instance, let's say you are a company that makes products for curly hair. You can position yourself to be best curly hair products sort of and you can make yourself discoverable and it's easy to find you on YouTube. So it's really a great tool for brands that don't have any presence, that are new brands. Whereas, for instance, Vine is sort of really good for brands that already are well-known because it's a very quick sort
8 seconds,
split.
Right? That's it. You're done.
So you have to make that association really quickly. So it works really well for really much bigger brands. And then, you know, Twitter and Instagram, those are becoming really big for video now as well.
But the engagement side of Instagram is a little harder because, obviously, it's branding. People want to find out more. Where do they go?
FameBit.com.
That's where you go and look into their directory, find an influencer, and get your message out utilizing them. Thanks a lot for hanging out with us.
Thank you.
So everything from starting to growing to funding your business, that's the grow part. That's a great way to get your message out. I love the idea. I really do. Hey, we're here for 2 hours. If you're coming into our second hour, we're going to be diving into beer. Yeah, beer and really cool websites. Ken Rakowski connecting you to Everything Entrepreneur right here on Business Rockstars.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
BizTalkRadio.com.